This is the Daily Goss with Alan Dodger.
Hello and welcome to thedailygoss.com. I'm Alan Dodgen. I welcome you on this wonderful Christmas Eve. Oh, it's the 24th of December. Tomorrow's Christmas Day. I hope you've done all your shopping. Hope you got it all done. I was slightly disappointed today because I usually like to go out and do all my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. Don't ask me why. It's just one of those things I like to do. It's kind of a bit of a tradition. But the one shop that I was hoping to go to pick up just a few little bits and bobs to add to some extra presents that I'd bought, mainly candles and things I wanted to get, IKEA seemed to be shut. Now, I did turn up there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so I don't know if it was open in the morning, but not in the afternoon. Slightly disappointed. However, Asda came to the rescue. Not the one place I expected to find my little candles that I wanted to add to people's presents, but I did find it. Anyway, enough about me rambling on about that. Let's get on with what's going on in the gossip world at the moment, particularly as it's Christmas season, because tomorrow is Christmas Day, and hence we don't have a podcast tomorrow. We did have one yesterday, actually. Actually, more down to me not being able to make it into the studio. Problems, had to get them sorted, so apologies for that. And I did get a few emails from you saying, where was the podcast? So I do apologise. Anyway, also, before I go on, Susan Spence has recorded a very special Christmas podcast, which is on the website at the moment. And you'll also notice that there's very few stories on the website over the Christmas period. But we will keep up with the podcast. The next podcast, of course, following this one, will be on Monday. So look out for that. That'll be Monday that the podcasts start again. Well, it seems to be congratulations for Noel Edmonds. A third time lucky, I have to say. It seems that he's now got engaged to long-term love Liz Davies. I love the way that the papers describe him as the TV legend, because he is. He's absolutely a TV legend. My only, what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to be a day today. I do apologise right now that I can't think of the right words. I have to say, I'm rather disappointed with him. Well, not so much him, but TV bosses. And it's because one of the shows I used to love as a kid, and it was reintroduced just a couple of years ago, was his Christmas Presents. But now he's been taken off terrestrial TV, and he now seems to be on one of the digital channels. I think Sky is on. Well, no! Come on, terrestrial channels, get him back on. I used to love seeing the presents he would give out, and, you know, the kids and the adults that had a bad time or were suffering, and he would make up for it with these wonderful presents. And yet we can't watch it now unless you're, like, got a digital or sat-nav. It's that ridiculous. Bring it back. Anyway, it seems that he's now got engaged. He took her. Oh, how wonderful is this? He popped the question when he took her to St. Petersburg. And apparently, according to what's been written here, he was so determined to keep the romantic trip special that he managed to persuade British Airways staff not to divulge the destination. Now, that does beg the question, what about the rest of the passengers? But then again, when I said this to a friend earlier today, they went, well, of course they'll know where they're going. They've got to get on the plane, haven't they? They bought the tickets. Good point. So he obviously managed to just stop the pilot when he goes, oh, we're flying to St. Petersburg now. And he obviously managed to get them not to say things like that, which is quite good. Interesting. How he managed to stop us seeing the destination when it was on the gate. But she obviously said, no, I won't look. And how do you manage to get the staff to stop saying, welcome aboard. I hope you enjoy your flight to St. Petersburg. How do you manage to get them to stop and say that? Does he run ahead? Did he run ahead and grab them and say, don't say anything to her. I'm going to propose. It'd be interesting to see that. It doesn't say here, though, how he did it. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, I beg your pardon. Apparently, he kept it all secret, spending 3 months having a beautiful ring made for Liz. Imagine having to wait that long. Oh, how fantastic. It says he took her to the gardens at Catherine Palace near St. Petersburg and proposed in the snow. Now, that is romantic. That is very, very, very romantic. He has been married, of course, because this is his third time, twice before. First time to Jill and the second time to Helen. That's wonderful. That's a Christmas spirit, isn't it? What a lovely time. And that means now, from now on, that every time it gets to this time of year, they'll be having their wedding anniversary. That's fantastic. Moving from fantastic to slightly, oh, for goodness sake, BBC, what are you doing? You've probably heard about it on the news because everybody's been talking about it. The Strictly Come Dancing mess up again. The new voting bungle, which happened the other night when they were recording it. This was the recording for the Christmas special. Basically, the six contestants that they have on the Christmas special Well, four of the top six basically tied at the top of the leaderboard because the judges' scores meant that the remaining two celebrities had absolutely no chance of winning, no matter how the studio audience was going to vote. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Apparently, the show recording was suspended for 2 hours, and this was done on Monday. While panicking producers looked for a solution. I bet they were panicking. What they needed to do, and I heard somebody talking about it on the radio actually earlier, and I totally agree. What they need to do is take the responsibility of voting completely away from the judges. Take it completely away. Do what X Factor do, and basically get comments from the judges, but then leave it up to the audience. Let the audience decide themselves who's going to win. That way, it's not going to be a tie. Well, there's a very, very slim chance it'll be a tie. But, I mean, a minuscule chance. That way, you know, that way, there will never be another flaw like this. I mean, it's just so embarrassing. I mean, how on earth they can get away with it a second time round? But, you know, they will. They will. A BBC spokesperson said, in the event of a tie, Len ranks the tying couples. The show was stopped to give him an opportunity to reach a considered decision. No, you messed up. Completely messed up. You panicked a little bit. And that's what happened. Oh, for goodness sake. Here's a little one for you from The Sun. Baked beans fan Glyn Jones, 61, will have a portion with his Christmas dinner. Now, what could I be talking about here? That's right, that's what I said. Baked beans. Did you catch it? Baked beans with his Christmas dinner, having eaten them every day for 50 years in Waterlooville, Hants. How can you prove that? How can you prove that you've eaten baked beans every day for 50 years? There's no way to prove it. You can't. You've got to take his word for it. You know, I could say I eaten chocolate eclairs every single day. Well, there we go. A bit of a blow for troubled Kerry Katona. Apparently her four kids nanny has quit. Enough said about that. Moving on. Oh, I tell you what, if you do manage to go and grab The Sun today, you'll see Alan Carr is a guest columnist. Oh, fantastic. And I tell you what, I did a fantastic interview with Alan, who is one of the nicest people I think I've ever met in this industry. He's such a nice guy and deserves all the success he's getting. He really does. He's such a lovely, talented guy. I really like him. And he's done some articles in The Sun, and they're very nice. I'm not going to go through them, but they're very nice. They're very sweet. And I have to say, he you know, he deserves to do well, Alan does. Particularly having such a nice name as Alan. Excuse the paper turning, by the way. It's just that these are the things that I have to do. These are the things I have to do. Oh, by the way, if you go onto the internet these days and look at YouTube, and obviously, you know, some of them are ranked in popularity, or you can rank them in popularity, you'll see that this year, the Queen has competition from other celebs, including Britney Spears, Scottish sock puppets. Oh, for goodness sake. So anyway, what they've done is they've taken 9 YouTubes, and they've basically rated them in what they think is the best one and what's not. Unfortunately, Craig David, who we did an interview with a little while ago, has only been given one Christmas... Is it Christmas cake or Christmas pudding? I think it's a Christmas cake. He's only been given one, whereas the Queen's been given five. Five. Wow. Apparently, 750,000 people watched the Queen's 7-minute clip last year. A truly historic royal moment, if you say so. They've given Peter Kay four. It's where he dresses up as Pop Factor's Geraldine McQueen. And I have to say, that song is very catchy, but it's not going to go to number one. But it's in a good cause for the NSPCC, so we have to support that. Because I can't think of many better causes than the NSPCC. I really can't. So we're definitely favoured that one. There's actually a clip including squirrels, a montage of squirrels in a wildlife film. Stop cruelty to animals. It's not. To make it look like animals perform Stop the Cavalry. Oh, I might have to see that. Oh, I quite fancy seeing that. And the sock puppet one I mentioned is basically the Scottish falsetto sock puppets arguing over the lyrics to Ding Dong, Merrily on High. It's good, clean fun, apparently. Oh, really? Okay, the one they've given three out of five to, and I wouldn't even give it one, is a video of a smiling Britney Spears. Right, not quite sure I'd want to see that on Christmas Day in particular. Right, now look, I'm going to finish off with a couple of things here. Can you imagine how much it would cost if you were Santa Claus to insure yourself? Apparently, they reckon it's about £30 million to cover yourself, and that includes things like data protection insurance for all the children's addresses. That's a good one. Body part insurance. Supply chain risk. That's a good one. Theft, of course. People could steal things from his sleigh. Public liability. Well, of course, he should have that. Goods in transit service. Travel insurance. Aviation insurance. Disgrace insurance. I'm not sure about that. Well, why disgrace? Why disgrace insurance? With all that brandy next to the Christmas tree, temptation may prove too much for Santa, and that could lead to... embarrassing antics. No, Santa doesn't. He can eat and drink as much as he wants. He won't get blotto. He's Santa. And livestock cover. And they reckon that's about 30 million quid to cover him. Right. Yes. Okay. Anyway, this is very interesting. What they've done underneath is they put the most common Yuletide poses. Questions that you might always ask yourself around this time of the year. For example... Why you'd ask this, I don't know. How much weight on average do men and women put on... Start again. How much weight on average do men... I've not had any mince pies and brandy, by the way. This is just me. How much weight on average do men and women put on over the festive season? Apparently it's 8 pounds. Bloody heck. I think it's more than that for me. What is the most common argument at Christmas Day? Ah, now I would have guessed this one. This is which TV channel to watch. That's very good. How many... this is a good one. How many tins of Roses chocolates are consumed at Christmas? Get this. On average, 1.2 million. Well, of course, that's what you have at Christmas. That's what you have. You've got to have your roses, your tin of roses. How many presents are given out in the 12 days of Christmas? Oh, God, you'd have to add them all up, wouldn't you? Partridge in a pear tree, that's what. Well, I'm not going to go through it. Anyway, it's 364. Thank God they put the answer. I was actually trying to work it out then. And finally, what is the only Christmas number one with no music? That's a slightly tricky question because you could call the human voice music. It's Only You by the Flying Pickets in 1983. Now, I hope you've got your turkeys all ready because, obviously, the tradition, unless you're like me and you're going to go for... the goose. However, I'm going to finish on Wilbur. Wilbur is a turkey that was meant, he was destined for the Christmas table. But Wilbur has escaped because he's too ugly. He's been spared a messy, messy end because customers were put off. He's 9 months old, he's Norfolk black. Apparently his appearance was sad and bedraggled. He's underweight, has no tail or feathers. That's a lie. He has no tail feathers. Okay, that brandy is kicking in. He has a misshapen body and walks with a limp. I have to say, he doesn't look too bad in the photo. I don't know how the... I thought the photo would actually make him look bad. And according to this picture, I'm sure that's tail feathers. I'm sure there's tail feathers in this one. I think they're talking out their rear end on this one. Apparently, everyone says Wilbur looked too sad and bedraggled and the others were too much more upbeat. He was also a little underweight and is a bit misshapen. So maybe that's why. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe people thought he was cute. Anyway... he's missed the Christmas table. So this is his first. It was supposed to be his last Christmas as well. But it's his first. And it appears he will have more. Because the good news for Wilbur is that he's going to be kept as a pet at the farm in Totnes in Devon. How lovely is that? Peter, chairman of the Turkey Club UK, said Wilbur will live out his days in a happy and peaceful retirement. Free to roam the 72-acre farm. 72 acres, wow. Alongside the cattle, ducks, chickens and breeding turkeys. He's going to be gloating. He's going to be walking around, gloating away. Look, it's only me, look at me. Anyway, if you are single this Christmas, we have 3 solutions for you, depending on what you're after. And of course, depending on how old you are. If you're looking for love and romance, and your age between 18 and 50, then we have a fantastic site that you can go to called datinghotline.co.uk. It's free to join. Go and check it out. If you're after a bit of fun, you know, just fun. Just want to meet somebody, you know, flirt. And again, you're any age in this one. We have comeflirtwithme.co.uk. And if you're over 50 and looking for a companion or romance, then we have singlefolk, or one word again, .co.uk. Go check it out. There are also links on the website, which is www.thedailygoss.com. If you want to get in touch, you can email me, Alan, A-L-L-A-N, at thedailygoss.com. Have a fantastic Christmas. Drink, eat, be merry, but at all times be safe. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.